The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
What's up, Cleaning Nation? It's Lindsay Bjorklund here. I am the client happiness manager here at Grow My Cleaning Company. I am also the podcast producer. And before all that, the first thing I was the operations manager at Grow My Cleaning Company. So today, it's just me solo. I don't have Tracy here. I don't have Mike here. It's just me. And I thought I would do this episode today because every once in a while, I like to go solo just to hammer out some detailed stuff for y'all that I get questions on from our clients usually specifically. And in the past, for example, on episode number 677, I did VA 101 for your cleaning company, which is virtual assistant 101, like how to hire a virtual assistant, how to work with a virtual assistant, how to know what to give them, what to do. So you can refer back to that podcast episode for that specialty. I've also did a podcast, super meta, but I did a podcast episode about podcasting, which actually needs to be updated, but it's totally worth a listen still because the foundation's the same. That's episode 539. But today, what I really wanted to go over are the tools that I currently use to run Grow My Cleaning Company. Even though I'm not technically the operations manager anymore, I still run an operations team. I oversee that part of our company. And these are all tools I've used in the past, or I'm currently using them to run the company. So if you're a client of ours, or you might have heard Mike on some episodes, sometimes someone will ask him a very detailed question about an admin thing, and he'll be like, I don't know, I don't deal with that, go ask Lindsay. It's kind of a frequent thing we run into. So that's what today's episode is about. I'm going to go into what's currently working for our team that can apply to cleaning company owners and just some tips and tricks that I find useful. And a little bit more about me. Before my years at Grow My Cleaning Company, I've been here a little over 2 years now, I ran operations and like logistics, everything from logistics to customer service, for e-commerce sites. I mean, kind of you name it, I've done it. So I have always worked with different tools, different systems, and I always like to learn more about that. I'm kind of a nerd, like an operations nerd at heart. So let's dive right into it. Now, little disclaimer up front for me, if it's not a tool that I don't use or haven't had experience with it, I'm honestly not going to cover it here today. And right off the bat, I know a lot of cleaning company owners will ask me about Jobber or similar ZenMade. I don't have experience with that. I'm not a cleaning company owner, so I can't really advise on that. That is something I would ask in our fabulous Facebook community, the Grow My Cleaning Company. It's a free group. Definitely join if you haven't, because there are amazing brains in there of cleaning business owners to work with too. What I am going to give you advice on today is more of general systems and tools you can utilize. So, let's get right into my favorite team tool to use for conversations, for communication. And that is Slack. One more disclaimer I forgot is that all the companies, all the tools I'm mentioning, I'm not trying to sell you anything. As of right now, January of 2022, I don't believe we have any affiliation links even with these companies. I'm like looking at my list here. Yeah. So I'm not trying to sell you something. I'm just trying to help let you know what works. Okay, so back to Slack. Slack is, I like to call it the AOL instant messenger of the modern age, the Zoom generation, if you will. And it's basically instant messaging for your team. You can actually make channels. Say you have a customer service department, or you could put all your cleaners on there. You could put your sales team. They could each have like a sales channel. They could have a cleaner's schedule channel. And you can add each of your team members to the different channels based on what they're working on. So for example, I'll give you a little behind the scenes, not literally on the screen, but you, like for Grow My Cleaning Company, we have the, we do have our enrollment coaches on one channel. We have my team, the client happiness team, which is me, Apple, you'll hear her name a lot, Kay, Diesel, that's my team. So we have our own channel. That just means that other people in the company that, you know, the sales team, for example, doesn't need to know like what your cleaner schedule is, right? Like maybe not, maybe, I don't know, depending on your company. So you can divide it up on who sees what. It's instant communication. Also, I know you owners are just on your phones half the day. You're like on the go, you're doing stuff. A lot of these tools I'm going to discuss have phone apps too. So if you're a phone junkie like me, and you tend to run your office off your phone half the time, I'm going to help you with that too. Okay. So Slack is my preferred method of communication. I've used it in tons of companies, even tech startup companies. And trust me, tech companies know like the best tools for everything. They always use Slack. Some really cool stuff that Slack has added lately that used to just be like you type a message, a text, and it goes through. Now you can do screen sharing within Slack. I'm not sure what the payment tier is for that. First of all, there's a free class of Slack that you can use, you know, it's really basic. It might just be chat at this moment. You can find that all out at slack.com. I think it is. I'm sure if you just Google Slack, it'll be right there. So yes, you can screen share and record or make videos like I am right now. I'm using another tool I will recommend, which is Zoom. But yeah, so if you want to train someone, like say you have a VA and you're training them on how to schedule your cleaners and they're virtual, so they're not in the room with you, you can make a quick screen share and just be like, hey, I'm going to share you a video right now and record it in Slack and send it to them. Then you can download that video and save it for your training and make a collection. Prior to this, I used a company called Loom. I actually still use them for screen recording. That's a bonus. That's actually not on my little list here I made you guys. But if you don't use Slack and you want to use screen recording, Loom, LOOM.com is great too. And they have a free platform. Also, that's the other thing, you guys. I am a bargain hunter. Like, it doesn't matter how I've had different money over the years. I've been broke. I've had money. If it's free and it's awesome, I'm going to recommend it. So there's different levels of that too. I'm getting comfy here, Cleaning Nation, a little fireside chat. Okay. I'm like going fast and through these. We'll put stuff in the notes below. If you have any questions, you can always refer to that. Okay. So let's move on to the next thing. Oh, one more thing on Slack. This is how awesome it is. You can also almost use it like a walkie-talkie now. So if something is just too long to type and detailed, which is me most of the time, I'll just leave someone a voicemail. That's an option too. Okay. Breathe, Lindsay. Okay, my next big tool that I recommend is Zoom. I am on Zoom right now recording the video portion of this podcast. Hi, YouTube. And I mean, really, guys, to be quite honest, in this post-pandemic world, you know, it introduced everyone to Zoom. Our team was using it back before it was cool. I'm sure more video platforms will come out. I'm sure there's other ones, but Zoom is like the go-to right now. And their servers are huge. You can have your team meetings on Zoom. You can record a podcast on Zoom, a video like I am right now. You can do training over Zoom if you, you know, don't have Slack and you want to do like actually, I did this last week with one of our coaches. I was training them and they were like, hey, let's record it on Zoom so I can refer back to it. And I'm like, duh, yeah, you nailed it. That's what you should do. And I should have remembered that. Okay, so Zoom does have a free account. It limits you to 40 minutes for meetings, which is plenty of time. Hint, hint, you can just close the meeting and get back on. It's still free. Okay, next thing. We in Grow My Cleaning Company, we use G Suite. So G Suite is not a cheap thing. And what is G Suite, you ask? It's basically giving Google, this sounds terrible, but it's not that scary. It's giving Google the keys to your company in terms of Gmail. It's like basically turns your company's email into a type of Gmail through Google. So it might say support@growmycleaningcompany.com, but when I open that up on a browser, it looks just like Gmail. And you know, this might be something that you have to scale up to even need a Gmail account. But the reason I recommend Gmail right now as of 2022, even if you don't use G Suite, if you get a free, you know, Lindsay's Cleaning Company at gmail.com, it's free. Also, that opens up the tool for GCal, Google Calendar. I basically run my life through Google Calendar. It helps me stay organized. You'll hear Mike in a lot of his podcast and his training when you become a client recommending to block out your time. I literally do that in Google Calendar. So your Gmail account will enable you to have a Google Calendar. Another thing, you just put it on your phone, like put GCal on your phone. Some people will be like, I tell this to clients and they'll be like, but Lindsay, I use Apple Calendar. I'm like, that's fine. Use Apple Calendar would actually be my second preference. I think my husband actually, we have like a joke, side note, it's like the battle of Google versus Apple tools. And really at the end of the day, it's your preference. So some people like Apple Mail, Apple Calendar, all that. Again, it syncs up with your iPhone perfectly. So the main thing I want you to take away is to have some kind of calendar program that's for your business. That it's only business appointments, okay? Don't mix personal with business. This isn't really a Mike teaching, although he probably does teach it, but this is just a tip, an admin tip from over the years. I would say don't mix your business and your personal Gmail accounts, Apple accounts into one calendar. It can get confusing. There's ways you can share them together so they overlap so you can see the differentiation. But I think I just made up a word. Anyhow, sorry, Cleaning Nation. I have to entertain myself and talk to myself since it's just me today. And I'm talking so fast. I have so much for you guys. Okay. Next thing, let's get into the next thing. This is basic, super basic stuff, but they're my favorites. Like I'm literally going from the most important thing that we use and grow my cleaning company every day backwards. So this is your sneak peek. Also with Google Calendar, you get Google Sheets. So could have sounded like something different. Google Sheets is kind of, it's basically Excel for dummies. And I say that with love because I'm a dummy and Excel after all these years still scares the crap out of me. But Google Sheets is cool because you can share the link with your team. If you just go to, you know, check out in your Gmail account, you'll see that there's different tools. Google Sheets, you can make spreadsheets. We live off of spreadsheets and Grow My Cleaning Company. That's how we collect a lot of data and track our progress as a company. It's just like using Excel, only easier. Now, the only caveat with Google Sheets is that it lives on the cloud. Okay, so my recommendation is if you have your P&L, your profit and loss for your company on Google Sheets, either make sure you're backing it up and downloading a physical copy to your computer, or if you want to be old school, just buy Microsoft Excel. It works on both Macs and it works on Microsoft personal computers, obviously. So the good thing about Excel is that it's never going to go off the cloud. It's on your computer. It's on your external hard drive. So again, it's a fine balance, right? You want to make sure you're utilizing something for your team that's easy to access. Google Sheets, you just send them a link. You just make sure you can share people on it. Whereas Excel Sheets, you know, you got to attach it to the email and it's like, oh, you forgot to attach the email. It says see attached. There's nothing here. Well, Google Sheets solves that problem. Again, it's on the cloud though. So going super, super, super granular today for you guys. Just I hope this helps someone somewhere as I smack my microphone. Sorry if you guys on the just listening only if you heard that. Okay, let's move on. So the next thing that I recommend for your cleaning company, if you don't have a scheduling program yet, the most basic one, and there's going to be a small caveat to the next list of things I'm saying. So let's just take everything. I always take everything I say with a grain of salt. These are just recommendations. But this next list is specific because I have updates to it. And I'll explain. Okay. So Calendly, Calendly, is a program that basically lets you schedule people can schedule appointments with you. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's kind of an online standard right now, especially. I feel like it's another one of those post-pandemic things where like Zoom, it's really taken off to like help people organize and make appointments with each other. It does hook up with Google Calendar, Apple Calendar. It works with all that. So if you don't have a way for people to make appointments with you, I highly recommend you check that out. I think there's a free version of that, as well as email list. So a lot of people out there will be like, oh, do I take MailChimp, or I heard of this, I heard of that. Over the years, we've used Aweber, A-W-E-B-E-R. And you can make email lists and contact lists for your clients out of that. I'm going through those two quickly because I'm going to tie these in a little bow here. Okay. The next thing that I use personally for texting my clients, so Cleaning Nation, when you become an elite member or you move on to Next Level or Millionaire Mastermind, we text people a lot, and we use Text Magic for that. And it is super affordable. Yes, you do have to pay for this service, but it's the best rate I've found for a texting platform. And the thing I like about it is you can use your phone for it, but you can use it on a desktop. So it's kind of the opposite problem that I usually have. It's like, oh, there's no phone app for that. Text Magic is easy to just bring up on a browser and you can text someone. Say you have, you can import your contacts to it. And say you have a list of customers that, previous customers, right? That you still have them in your system and you want to grab them back in. So you could send out a text to all those people at once and just say, hey, we've got a new 2022 cleaning special. First clean is free, blah, 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 blah. And you can text all those people at once and respond to the text from your computer. I think it's super cool for interacting with clients. My whole team uses it now. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to come back to the last three things that I've talked about. And this is for you if you are either a current client or you are an OG Cleaning Nation member and you've heard us talk about ClickFunnels before. I'm not going to go into ClickFunnels really today in like making a funnel, like a client attraction funnel. I leave that to like Mike and Jackson and Jared because that's their wheelhouse. But some of the tools that I've used in the past, such as Calendly, Aweber, have integrated in with ClickFunnels, which was super handy but annoying because you would have to hook up all these different, they call them APIs, excuse me, and get logins for each thing and make sure they're all interconnected. So in the past few months, our team, I think it was Jared actually that introduced us, was to a tool called Pipeline Pro. And yes, you can make parts of your website on it. You can make a funnel, which again is a whole nother topic for another day. But the thing I wanted to let you guys know is that I've found that if you don't want to start a Calendly account, if you don't want to start an Aweber account, you can actually just make one account with Pipeline Pro. It'll save you money, where I think it's $97 a month. It's like a one-time fee of $38 as of today. And then you pay like $97 a month, but it includes not just like making funnels. Again, refer to Jackson and Jared episodes for that to get more info, but you can have something that looks just like Calendly. It's a calendar integration and an email campaign. So you don't have to use Calendly or Aweber. This is a little bit advanced, which is totally fine. I just kind of want to throw that out there because I'm giving you guys the most updated stuff I have for 2022. Okay. The other thing that Pipeline Pro does is you can text and voicemail and email all from within that program. I think I already said email, but that would take out Text Magic also. So just some food for thought. You might have to rewind everything I just quickly went over. You know what I like to do? I like to take everything, like I said, with a grain of salt when I hear of tools and stuff, and I just Google them so I can see, you know, what's what and like what the heck someone's talking about. Okay, so I have one more tool that I always forget this one because I feel like everyone just knows it and I don't have to say it, kind of like Zoom. But not everyone, some people are just starting their business, or some people might be like, ooh, I need to get my books together and I'm thinking of getting an accountant. And people will ask, Lindsay, what accounting software do I use? What do I do? Okay, first of all, I'm not an accountant. I work with accountants and I send them invoices and give them all the info like Mike does, but I do not do any of that. But I do know that QuickBooks is the industry, like every accountant should know how to use QuickBooks, and you should look into that. If you're just starting your company, keep that in your mind. I highly recommend it. There's a lot of invoicing, a lot of financial programs out there, but QuickBooks is like the industry standard. So, and I've seen that through the tech companies I've worked in, you know, New York business startups, like everyone's like, oh, we just finally realized we needed QuickBooks. So honestly, don't tell anyone. I don't even like using QuickBooks. Like numbers make me nervous. That's why I'm not an accountant. So anyhow, all right, Cleaning Nation, I just vomited up a lot of admin stuff at you. Not the most like mindset focused, not the most like Tracy, not the most like tactical, like here's how to get more clients episode, but hey, it's what I do. It's just some little like nitty gritty stuff that, you know, I recommend you look into. And if you don't have the time to do that, you can always hire someone to help you figure it out. The other thing to keep in mind and to realize, and this will be my last thing for you, Cleaning Nation, is to having all the fancy new toys and all the latest tools is fun and exciting. It's not really what makes your business, right? I mean, let's be honest. It's the systems, your mindset, and how you implement those things that really makes the difference, okay? You can be a business owner that, you know, works off of pen and paper, but you have a different mindset. You have systems that you run. These are all just icing on the cake to help you run everything smoother, right? So if you're like, Lindsay, where do I start? What systems are you talking about? This is like way too much information. I just want to know how to get more cleaning clients and how to schedule them. And like, that's all I need right now. Awesome. If that's you, if you're like, wait, I want to know more tools. I want to talk to like-minded people. This all sounds good. Check out growmycleaningcompany.com. And we have a free training on there that is actually Mike training you on like the more tactical stuff. And this is again the nitty gritty, but and if you watch that training or you've seen the training before, you know that you can schedule a coaching call with us that we will, you know, get out of these details, get back out of the trees and see the whole forest. If you're like, you need help with figuring out what your goals are for your business and where you want to be, and then you want a plan of how to get there, even if that includes tools and stuff I'm talking about and you need more help with that, then you're going to go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book a call with a coach. And that is it, Cleaning Nation. Thanks for bearing with me and my fast motor mouth. I hope this is helpful to you all. And I will update you as I see more stuff come out. And I'm always watching out for you, family. Have a good one. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Well, here we are at the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.